89.7 WITR.
Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And all kinds of more. And I'm Tim.
And I'm Tom.
We're friggin' here.
In tandem.
With new headphones.
Yeah.
No, you got new headphones. I got these things.
I got new headphones.
I still got these Radio Shack plastic things.
Now I can actually hear what I sound like.
And you don't like it, right?
You're absolutely right. We're friggin' here, playing all kinds of comedy from 1 to 3 in the morning. We're here every week.
When we should be sleeping.
When we should be sleeping, because we have to get up. We got a lot of new stuff to play. We got Groucho Marx, which isn't new, but... it's new for us. We didn't have it before. Some Napoleon the 14th. We're going to be playing stuff that's off... What's this thing we're playing? The Prosthetic Lips.
Weird Al Yankovic tribute album, which is now available.
Now available.
Non-profit internet thing that a couple of us put together.
And we'll play a bunch of stuff off of that. We've played it in the past, but now that it's actually officially available, we'll play it again, tell you how to get it. What are we going to start with?
I don't know.
I don't have anything queued up. is the first track good?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll play that then. Here you go. Have the first track off the Prosthetic Lips soundtrack, or tribute album.
Tribute album to Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Yankovic, I know that we would click. Sweet Yankovic, tell me how to make it stick.
Ducko. ooga chaka ooga chaka ooga chaka ooga chaka ooga chaka ooga chaka ooga chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize how you set me free. When you find me with your chain so tight, you let me know. We'll have fun tonight. I'm hung from the ceiling. My backside is healing. The war within me. The great sweeps up in me. They stick to my behind. Girl, you got me camping for another rainbow twine. All the good luck. When we're all alone, beat me up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on, everybody.
making almost everybody late. I watch this town all the day through. I don't know what to do. I watch this town metamorphosize, constantly changing size.
Please! captain is in, the famous captain's falling, the climber's heart is calling, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am going.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us of your deep soul's longing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
If someone call me Schnara.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey. The donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Peter. He lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito. Hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
Africa. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived
in Africa. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived. Hooray for Captain. Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray.
Since you've been gone, are you oh, well, I feel like I've been chewing on tinfoil. Since you've been gone, it's like I've got a great big mouthful of carnivoroid. Oh, well, I'm feeling like I've put my hand inside a blender and turned it on. You know I've been in a buckle of pain,
yeah,
since you've been gone.
Well, since you've been gone. Since you've been gone,
I couldn't feel any worse than to drop or to tumble and ball on my toes.
Since you've been gone,
it couldn't hurt anymore if you shove a red hot cactus off my nose.
Yep, that's the bop, 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 to the boom, to the boom, to the boom.
Since you've been gone, oh well, I feel like I've been getting tetanus
every day.
Since you've been gone, it's like I've got an ice cream headache that
won't go away.
Well, ever since. Since the day you left me, I've been so miserable, my dear. I feel almost as bad as I did when you were still here.
Have you heard of the Mustang Ranch? For those of you who haven't, the Mustang Ranch is a house of prostitution in Nevada where prostitution is legal. During the financial savings and loan crisis, the bank that had the mortgage on the Mustang Ranch failed, and so the government had to bail it out. And in the 80s, I had sort of an 80s version of it, but I brought it back for the 104th Congress because I thought perhaps they were overlooking a possible revenue-raising option for the budget.
Thank you. Start by pissing in a bucket and calling it art. and receiving $30,000 from the NEA. Subsidize some artsy fartsy fecal fetish jerk. It's all your tax dollars at work. And for several weeks, Congress went on hold for a filibuster on gun control by the Republicans and from Democrats from the South. But instead of paying 20 million bills, buying fertilizer for their district's field, we should use the stuff that comes out of their mouth. And it sometimes comes out fast, and it sometimes comes out slow. And all the while the government payroll is shelling out tons of dough. Whether it's a two-faced hack or the postman gone berserk, it's all your tax dollars at work. In Washington, they've got limousines, while they say they feel our pain. The mayor doesn't feel anything, 'cause he's smoking crack cocaine. Never knew that sex and drugs was a governmental perk. It's all your tax dollars at work. This is your tax dollars at work.
Oh, 89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Meyer Music and More, and Henry Phillips. So I'm sitting there, and there's 16 seconds left on the CD. I'm like, oh, break.
Oh, yeah. Break. Yeah, rush around to the other mic.
Yeah. That was Henry Phillips, Your Tax Dollars at Work. And Cozy Sheridan was before that with the Mustang Ranch. And before that was the Multicolored Ties with Since You've Been Gone. That's a, in case you didn't realize it, that was off the Prosthetic Lips.
The Weird Al Yankovic tribute album.
Which you can get where? Where can you,
you can get that? Oh, wait, I got the paper in my back pocket. There's a homepage that has all the information. It is, if you want, point Netscape or Internet Explorer or whatever you happen to use to pages.prodigy.com/esuark/pl.htm, and you'll get all the information you need there. I don't know what esuark means, but PL means prosthetic lips.
Okay, that's where you can get that.
Yep.
We'll tell people again later in the show in case they missed you this time or weren't paying attention
or didn't care
or didn't have a pen. They all care. All our listeners care.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why they're friggin' here. Like us.
Right.
We're friggin' here. It's 1:30. We're here for another hour and a half. Till 3 o'clock. A.M. Playing comedy and all kinds of stuff. I can finish the rest of the songs we played. Before the Multicolored Ties, we played Groucho Marx with Here for Captain Spaulding. Spike Jones was before that with You Wanna Buy a Bunny. The Dismals before that with Mutant Cows, another thing we just recently picked up. Barnes and Barnes before that with Fish Heads by Request. Faust and Lewis with Hung from the Ceiling.
That was cool.
That was awesome. That's a parody of Hooked on a Feeling. I forget who does it.
I don't know.
It's in there, I think. But anyway, Hooked on a Feeling, Hung from the Ceiling. It's a good song. Now we start off with Yankovic by the Bamboo Steamers. And we're gonna play this thing that I just picked up. A friend was nice enough to get it for me. It's Bugs and Friends Sing the Beatles.
What more can you say about that?
You can't say anything. I mean, just the name is like Bugs and Friends Sing the Beatles. Anyway, we're gonna play a track. I haven't heard it yet, but it's Penny Lane.
It sounds promising.
Sung by Bugs and Taz. It's definitely sounds interesting. So we'll play that. There's another request that we will get to eventually, so just keep listening. We'll play it. We'll get it there, I promise. And so here, listen to this.
I don't know, Daffy. Something tells me we're on the wrong bus.
Well, relax, will you, Bub? We're on tour, right? And this is a tour bus, right?
Next stop on the Magical Mystery Tour is Penny Lane, known for its blue skies and trumpet players.
That's hungry. Come to think of it, I could use a couple of fresh carrots myself. Come on, Tez, let's have a look around. Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
Hello.
On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laugh at him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain.
Very strange.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. A red beneath the blue suburban skies. I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass. Looks like they got everything but a restaurant this time. Not even a carrot patch, just strawberry fields. Forever.
Yeah.
Not too many tourists around either. Must be the off season. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. Full of fish and finger pies in summer. Meanwhile, back behind the shelter in the middle of a roundabout, a pretty nice is selling poppies from a tray. And though she feels as if she's in a play,
Romeo, oh Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Pardon me, ma'am.
If music be the food of love, lay
off. Excuse me for talking while you're remote, but...
Hush! The rooster doth sing to greet the dawn.
Ha! Wouldst thou know of a nearby beanery?
Insolent babe, thou interruptest too much.
Now, Saraya, there ain't no greasy spoons at Penny Lane.
Very strange.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
Has made something in.
You said it, Tez, your boy.
Ooh, Robert's not that big cat of cane.
Don't you just hate them artificial sweetness?
Hurry up, you guys. The bus is waiting.
You know, Daffy, now that we've been on tour and made a couple of albums, what do you think about making a movie?
I'm game, as long as we make it on some nice tropical island with beautiful beaches. And I don't have to be
excited. Anyway!
Thank you.
living stones of its mind. We've cycled in that X-wing draft, rubbing current blades in the mud. We thought that we couldn't do it, and that pissed Yoda off. Yoda. 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 The Jedi. Yoda, it's way too big. The Yoda said, Luke, it's not the size of that X-Wing craft that counts. It's not the size of that thing that's important. You've got to unlearn what you've learned. Luke said, Yoda, I can't do it. It's just too big. Sorry, I can't do it. It's impossible. So Yoda, he did it himself. He lifted that X-Wing craft. Set it safely on the ground. And Luke said, Yoda, I can't believe you did that. I don't believe that. That's impossible. I can't believe that. And Yoda said, what? You don't believe that? You don't believe that?
Well, that's why you fail.
Yoda.
Swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Annoyed, but remember if you kill him, then he'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda.
Our music is a little bizarre, and you can hear it right here or friggin' here, WITR. 89.7 in Henrietta, New York.
I never read the Wall Street Journal. I ain't no PhD. The trickle-down theory and the Laffer curve are all Greek to me. I'm ignorant about inflation and the Federal Reserve Bureau. I never had a lesson in the Great Depression, but this much I know. We're all working for the Japanese, little cars and color TVs. All our money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our roots, wear Oriental jeans and boots. Drink nothing but Kawasaki, Saki, on the white and Mitsubishi light beer. Chrysler needs another bailout. So does General Motors. Ford perseveres with better ideas, and everybody drives Toyotas. The balance of payments ain't balanced, and I can't face tomorrow. Yankee superiority. Sayonara. We're all working for the Japanese, for little cars and color TVs. All our money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our roots, wear Oriental jeans and boots, and drink nothing but Kawasaki, Saki, Honda, wine, and Mitsubishi light beer. I'm gonna gather up all of my dollars, trade them in for yen. Get up and go to Tokyo, start all over again. I'm gonna change my name to Yamada, marry me a geisha wife. I'll eat nutritious raw fish and be happy for the rest of my ride. We're all working for the Japanese, little cars and color TV. All the money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our loot, wear Oriental jeans and boots. Drink nothing but Kawasaki, Saki, Honda, wine, and Mitsubishi right there. Drink nothing but Kawasaki, Saki, Honda, wine, and Mitsubishi right there.
Every morning, I commute miles down a man in a business suit. I want to get home at the end of my day, but there's all these other cars in the way. I pull up behind one, I pull out my pistol, I blow them away. I'm driving my car, I want to go fast, but there's a slow car. Won't let me pass. I flash my lights, and I honk my horn.
to consider him warned. I pull up behind him, I pull out my pistol, I blow him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, what I know, in my automobile. Call me crazy,
you're crazy.
Call me sick,
you're sick.
But let me get where I'm going. Quick, that son of a bitch. He cut me off. Three whole lanes. He cut across. He made me mad. He made me swerve. Son of a bitch got what he deserved. I pulled up behind him. I pulled up my pistol. I blew him away. The motorcycle was right in between the backed up traffic. Right between the lanes. You know, to me, that's an act of war. I saw him coming. I opened my door. I knocked him over. I pulled out my pistol. I blew him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel. Cause I know, in my automobile. You can call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Call me sick.
You're weird.
But let me get where I'm going. Quick, the little rich sports car flying past. He made me jealous. Went so fast. I gave him the finger and I thumbed my nose. It took me 50 miles for me to get close enough. I pull up behind him and pull out my pistol and blow him away. That little old lady, bless her heart, walking her poodle across the boulevard. It was wearing a red-knitted sweater and a red-knitted hat. His name was Fifi or something stupid like that. I said, here, Fifi, put on my pistol. I blew it away.
Locked him up for observation.
Standard operating procedure in cases such as this.
And took away his bat and gave him heavy medication. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again. 'Cause he's doing the shuffle. Thorazine shuffle. He's doing the shuffle. Oh, 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 oh. The Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane.
Hi.
She had a thought disorder and she lived in constant pain.
Ow.
'Cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right.
What? Want to go
but
to the
she
store?
She could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, clang, clang. They shuffled in the hall. They shuffled to the telephone. They shuffled to the car. They shuffled by the nurse's desk. And in the patient lounge.
Damn right.
They shuffled in the quiet room. When no one was around. And they were doing the shuffle. The Thorazine shuffle. Hey, they were doing the shuffle. Oh, oh, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. Mm-hmm.
They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? It's medication time. Well, now you take your right arm and you shake it all around. And then you open up your mouth and you drool on the ground. And then you try to speak, but you just mumble a lot. So you hold on to your head, 'cause it's the only one you got. And then you're doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. You're doing the shuffle, or the Thorazine shuffle. Johnny's on the street now, so if you see him, tell him hi.
What's happening,
hey,
Johnny?
Sport.
But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on, and he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Oh, yeah. He's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Now, everybody, do it.
Their version of the Thorazine Shuffle, which is originally a Modern Entertainment song, and Bongos Bass and Bob covered it. Chuck Brodsky before that with Blow 'Em Away. Doo Doo Wah before that with We're All Working for the Japanese. Weird Al before that with Yoda by request. Liquid Plumber before that off the Sasquatch compilation with different Yoda. Same guy, different song.
No, same.
same song title, different guy.
Or are you talking...
Never mind.
Same Yoda.
Same Yoda, okay.
Talking about the same Yoda. Same subject matter.
Forgive me, it's 2 in the morning.
It's 1:59:28.
Yeah, whatever.
Bugs and Friends before that. Penny Lane off of a thing we just got. The Bugs and Friends Sing the Beatles.
Sing the Beatles.
That was it. That was our last set. It's 2 o'clock. We're friggin' here till 3 playing comedy and stuff like that. Anything you want to hear, 475-2271. Make a request. And we'll try to get it on for you. Coming up, we got the Four Men. And after that, some something off of the Napoleon the 14th CD I just picked up. And I don't know, all kinds of fun things. Keep listening and we'll play stuff, won't we?
We will.
We'll play all kinds of stuff. Okay. Here, listen to the Four Men.
Come here to pound the podium and engage in empty rounds.
rhetoric. I came here to say, God bless the greatest nation on earth.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Point of order. The state of Mississippi would like your objection to strong discussion.
I'd like to take this moment to thank all of you, without whom you wouldn't be here tonight. I think it was Franklin Roosevelt who said, what I have on my foot is my shoe.
Mr. Chairman, the Treasury would like to object to itself.
And so, America, as we step boldly into the intersection of reality and satire, as we plummet toward the sidewalk of the new millennium, and as we roar hungrily into the refrigerator of freedom, let us ask ourselves, what's left? What's left, America? What's left? I thank you and good night.
This change in me, what can it be? Is it really true? If the answer is yes, then I confess, here's who I owe it to. Photogenic is a frantic view. Your golden hair of you. I do look up your dual personality. Cross I know that both of them are meant for me. Photogenic schizophrenic you. Photogenic schizophrenic you. Though your every mood is blue, you have told me by your vacant stare, my name on your tattoo. But they won't let me have a fork or knife. Photogenic schizophrenic, you and your new tattoo.
Okay, this is a song that I wrote a couple weeks ago after I was at my nephew's house, and he's really into kid show performer people like Rafi and Yanni, so I decided that I should try to cash in on that scene, so if you guys could play along at home and act like a bunch of bratty five-year-olds, that'd be great. Hi, kids. How are you today? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Today we're going to do a science experiment. Do you like science? Yeah, me too. I want y'all to go outside and look at the sun. Isn't it beautiful? The sun is 93 million miles away, and it heats our entire solar system. Pretty neat, huh? Now just keep looking at the sun. Don't turn your head away, silly. See those white spots in your eyes? That's your corneas burning up. Can you say permanent, optical, damage? Good! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS from coast to coast. You should listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, 'cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Okay, kids, today we're going to learn a new word. Hate. That's H-A-T-E. As in, I hate you, stupid little brat.
Isn't it fun to tease? Speaking of hate, I've gotten a lot of letters from your parents lately. Mean letters. I don't think they like me very much. I don't think they like you either. Oh, all except for your mom, Billy. Your mom likes me a lot. Can you say adultery? Yeah, you got it. Well, that just about wraps up our lesson for today. But before I go, I want you to remember who your real friend is. Any ideas? It's me! That's right! I'm the one who gives you cigarettes! Yippee! Oh, I'm the bad kid show host on PBS. From coast to coast, you can listen to me instead of your mom and dad. And Barney the dinosaur is just a prehistoric boar, 'cause he doesn't know how to be evil and bad. Don't forget Satanic Tuesdays. Bring your pentagrams.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anyone wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it.
Okay,
really,
Kinko.
Really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown.
Down at Kinko's clubhouse, sometimes after school, we play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any room. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chair. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares.
Gee, I haven't had this much fun since Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap. But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws here, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or any time.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI. But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears.
Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Jonah, in that car.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye. Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
Here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Yes, you, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Yes, there you go, ducky. Come here. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come on, ducky.
Come here, ducky.
Talk them in the sand, all the ducks come a-running from a soccer land. The huddle in the back.
just for me.
Dinner just the other night. When we got home, we found a terrible fright. We came in through the kitchen, and all over the floor was a three-ring circus filled roaches galore. Then I went to my living room and saw something not so hip. They was all on my couch, eating all my chips. They said, "Hey man, we just moved in. So nice to meet ya. Now get out of here and go get us some pizza." What? Roaches in my house. I cannot tell when they're been around, 'cause I hear my screaming spouse. They're getting close, they're getting close. They're gonna let me pass. One of these days, it's a problem. Someone's gonna mind their dad. I said, "That's it. These homies just declared war." And I grabbed my wife, and we split for the store. I said, "No stinking black bug is gonna stump my pride." As we marched down the aisle marked insecticide, we settled three foggers and slept in our parents' bed. We danced back down the driveway, knowing they'd all be dead. But we found 150 little gas masks and a note that said, "Ha! Nice try, friend." Roaches in my house. I cannot tell when they've been around. You can hear my screaming spouse. They're getting it home, they're getting it home. They feel you like the drought. One of these days, it's from Florida. Someone's gonna run me down.
Thank you.
built a little city in my house from wall to wall. Population 10,000, even a little road shopping mall. I saw for pony rides my dog had been trained. And my face turned red, and my mind was deranged. My wife tried to stop me, but my mind was a craze. And with 10 gallons of gas, I set that house ablaze. Of course, we're very happy that the roaches are all dead. The only problem now, we need a place to live. Oh, ah! Roaches, roaches, roaches in my house! I can sell them around, because they have a string of bells! They're giving me home, they're giving me food, they fill me like a child! One of these days, it's so sad, so we have to tell them, no, no, roaches, 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 roaches! Called an exterminator. Ew.
Well, you can find love in my apartment, but you'll never find a glove in my glove compartment, because I don't believe in keeping things that don't belong. Or you eat something good, okay. Working in the post office every day will make you just a little bit angry. I want to go to a place I've never been and have everybody turn to say, hey, it's me. Well, I wake up early, but I can't sleep. I ain't got time for down the street. I gotta get outside and close my jeep. I'm a postman.
Number one.
Number two.
Number three.
Postman, letterman, call me what you want to call me. Main man, boss man, man, okay. Number one, M-A-L-E-M-A-N. I'm a mailman. Whoa.
Well, you can tell a man what he looks like, but you better tell a man by what he says, what he does. Cause if he doesn't say nothing, he ain't worth a damn. But if he don't do nothing, no, nothing for him. If he don't do nothing, no, nothing for him.
If he don't do nothing, if he don't do nothing, if he don't do nothing, no, do nothing for him. Well, this silly old number, Bobby, Bobby, not this man, Bobby, 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 Bobby,
number two.
Cause even if she don't want me, I sure as hell don't want you.
Was going swell till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in all pale and weak, said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil man, and if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil to home old lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy with body with a brain that leaks. You got yourself a grit-eating pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking beer with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, pretty freak, scum sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's applying a dime. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these gritty, scum-stuffing, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Lane with my 12 items or less at the checkout counter at the local grocery store. I was only passing by, but a paper caught my eye, and I learned a few things I never knew before. He said, your pet may be an extraterrestrial. It said the ghost of Elvis is living in my den. You can learn to cope with stress, and you can beat the IRS, and the Incredible Frog Boy is on the loose again.
Oh, midnight star, it's in the weekly midnight star.
Aliens from outer space are sleeping in my car. Midnight star, I wanna know, I wanna know. Eat jelly donuts and lose 20 pounds a day. Hear the story of the man born without a head. And top psychics all agree that the telephone company will have a brand new service that lets you talk to the dead.
Oh, midnight star,
you can't believe it if you read it in the weekly midnight star. They're keeping Hitler's brain alive inside a jar. Midnight star, I wanna know, I wanna know.
Thank you.
read it in the Weekly Midnight Star. The UFOs have landed, and we'll tell you where they are. Midnight Star, I wanna know, I wanna know. Midnight Star. Well, you can read all about it in the Weekly Midnight Star. You can use your ESP to learn to play. I wanna know, I wanna know. 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 Wiring minds like mine wanna know.
Yeah, 89.7.
Remember that one?
No.
No?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah. WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More.
That's it. That's where I was. Yeah, 89.7 and all that stuff. I'm Tim.
And I'm Tom.
We're friggin' here, playing comedy for another half an hour. And that was a...
Hawk and Sundry.
Hawk and Sundry. Thank you. Midnight Star.
I could see you just trying to pronounce the name now.
Hack on Sunday? Okay. What was that?
Hello, everybody. That was another song off the Weird Al Yankovic tribute album called Prosthetic Lips. It's a tape that was just made for fun. A bunch of people on the internet got together. I did the cover art. I got a song on there. And it's just Weird Al's fans singing Weird Al songs, and it's cool.
It is, and it's now available on cassette only.
On cassette only. And I'll give out the URL again for information on the tape. It's at pages.prodigy.com/esuark/pl.htm. And I have no idea what esuark means, but pl.htm must mean prosthetic lips.
Okay.
Unless he's, like, totally twisted, but...
All right, then. So that was a Hack on Sunday with Midnight Star.
I'll be sure to send him a copy of this show.
It's okay, he's allowed to mispronounce my name, too. Although I don't know how you can say Tim wrong.
I'm sure he'll find a way after hearing the show.
Hack on Tim... Freddie Blasey before that with Pencil Neck Geek, one of those old classic songs that you throw in when one of the CD players isn't working, so you have to pick a song really fast. You know the ones. The Four Postmen before that with Praise. Booger Man before that, which I spelled wrong on here. Oh well.
What do you call it, Booger Man?
No, I forgot the R, so it's just Boog Man.
Oh.
with Roaches. A song I'd never played off of there before. It wasn't all that bad.
No, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I figured I'd play one of the songs that I haven't already played five or six times.
Tim's into playing songs that he hasn't heard yet tonight.
Yeah, I think I played like
three the third or
fourth
one.
Yeah. Screws Loose before that with Duck Butter, a song I had heard. Ogden Edsel before that with Kinko the Clown. Wally Pleasant before that with Bad Kid Show Host. Napoleon the 14th with Photogenic Schizophrenic You, which I like.
So what's this about Wally Pleasant coming to Rochester?
I don't know. There was rumor that he was going to show up.
Yeah.
But it might be May-ish. He might be around early May. There's nothing confirmed on that.
Okay. We're still in the rumor stages then.
It's definitely still in the rumor stages. But, it's a good possibility.
Tim's getting all excited now.
People are talking. The Four Men before that was Chicago. Love song for a Democrat.
Yep.
And that was that set. We got a half hour to go, and then we will be friggin' out of here. And we're going to play, oh, we might play another track or two off the prosthetic lips. We're going to play, what are we playing next? Eddie's Apartment is next.
Oh, cool. Good tune.
Yeah, which I haven't played in a while. And
gotta
I
love that Living
like
Cheese.
Yeah. So it's a very ironic song, because his job is like in a dairy factory or something like that. And then he's got like this Living Cheese. Okay.
Well, my girlfriend works in a deli, and from what I hear, they probably have some living things back there, too.
All right, then. Any requests? You want to request something, 475-2271. Or if you're stuck somewhere, like at work, where you only have a fax machine but you're not allowed to use the phone, you can fax in a request. Have 475-4988.
If you're stuck at work at 2:30 in the morning and you're not allowed to use the phone, I feel sorry for you.
But you can use the fax machine. I don't know. We have a fax number, 475-4988. You can send us stuff in there, and we'll probably never see it. But, yeah, okay, we're going to play Eddie's Apartment, and then, I don't know, random stuff. Hopefully you'll call me up and tell me what to play.
Oh, no. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a mother. Her name is Mother. Hi, Mother. Hi. I love you, Mother. I always love you, Mother. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a sister. Her name is Joyce. My name is Larry. I have a grandfather. His name is Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa. Remember Grandpa when I used to go over to the house and you wouldn't let me go into the kitchen with the rest of the family? Remember that, Grandpa? Oh, listen, Larry, you be a nice boy and stay away from us. When we want you to come over, I'll get a hold of your mother and I'll call her up and you can come over, okay? My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an uncle. His name is Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob, I like you, Bob, and you're an artist, and I like you a lot. Larry, I like you a lot, too. You're a nice boy. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Becky. Hi, Aunt Becky.
Hi, Larry.
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Annie Estelle. Hi, Annie Estelle. Hi. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a brother. His name is David. Hi, David. David. You know, I talked about you on my album on the Wild Man Fisher story. And could you say a few words? I am a certified public accountant. And my brother Larry is the worst singer, one of the worst singers there ever was. And I cannot see how in the world, with knowing him, anything is possible. Knowing him. Because I used to hear him sing all day long. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a cousin. His name is Harvey. Hi, Harvey. My name is Larry. 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 My name is Larry.
Hey, did I ever tell you that story about what happened to Buck?
Yeah, about 1,000 times.
Well, here goes again.
Oh, no.
Here's the story about Buck Owen Johnny Cash.
Well,
there was a time when he owed Johnny Cash, and he was too broke to pay Johnny Cash, so he tried to borrow some of Eddie's money.
Hey, you owe me
well,
a fiver, buddy.
Eddie was low on money, so Buck tried borrowing some of Sonny's share.
Hey, quit hogging a beer.
Well, Sonny said, take a hike, Buck. So Buck decided not to pay John and to hide out at Ricky's Lake.
I fell out of a boat once.
Well,
I almost drowned.
Johnny wanted his money, so he asked some of his tough friends to intimidate Buck.
I gotta do
his
that
friends
too.
Wouldn't help him.
Oh.
He was told Merle Spagard, George is Bush, and Tanya's Tucker. Well, Johnny knew he couldn't count on one of Ricky's skags to lean on Buck because he didn't know Ricky's number.
Hey, I know that
so
number.
So that's when he decided the only thing he had left to do was take a good old leak. Well, he decided to take a leak into Elton's John. And guess what he saw in Elton's John?
I don't know. What did he see?
Well, he saw Peter's O'Toole, Gregory's Peck, Dick's Butkus, Alfred's Hitchcock, Dick Van's Dyke, Martin Sween, Woody's Allen, Bernie's Tampa, Seeley's Posturpedic, and Ferris Fawcett. Sanders Packwood. Oh, and he saw Barbara's Bush. Oh, and he also saw Danny Glover. Oh, and I guess Greta garbled and left William Holden. Oh, and what shocked him the most was when he saw Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, and he saw Magix Johnson, too, and I guess Richard Little. Oh, and he also saw Buddy Hackett. Well, anyway, some celebrities were getting lit up there, too, a little bit. He saw Sharon Stone on Billy's Crystal. Oh, and he saw Humphrey Bogart the beer. Well, anyway, just When Johnny was getting ready to leave, in came Jay Leno.
Who?
I said, in came Jay Leno.
That's not funny.
Okay, you don't get it. Well, anyway, Jay said the only way Johnny could get Buck to pay up was to get Dwight to yoke him. Well, Dwight said he needed a couple dogs first, so he decided to hire Bob's Barker and Snoop's Doggy Dog. Well, he had a lot of equipment, so he made Mariah Carey. So Dwight left him with the two hounds and was on his way to find Buck, when guess what happened?
What?
He stepped in Holly's dung.
Why done that?
Hey, a lot of people like this story.
Yeah, really
Lyle
loves
it. Oh, and it's Courtney's
cool
love. Oh, but Patty's kind of lovely.
You got to kind of laugh.
Yeah,
like
yesterday
know,
I was at the dump and I fed Steven Seagal. Oh, and I heard that Tom's Petty and don't hurt Charlie's pride, won't Johnny.
I am reminded at this point of a fellow I used to know whose name was Henry. Only to give you an idea of what an individualist he was, he spelled it H-E-N-3-R-Y. The three was silent, you see. Henry was financially independent, having inherited his father's tar and feather business, and was therefore able to devote his full time to such intellectual pursuits as writing. I particularly remember a heartwarming novel of his about a young necrophiliac who finally achieved his boyhood ambition by becoming coroner. The rest of you can look it up when you get home. In addition to writing, he indulged in a good deal of philosophizing. Like so many contemporary philosophers, he especially enjoyed giving helpful advice to people who were happier than he was. And one particular bit of advice which I recall, which is the reason I bring up this whole dreary story, is something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, "Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it." It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this. When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry. No more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. Oh, we will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Prince Charming.
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man, you're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snorting? Shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, that tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
Cut!
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
AD97 WITR Henrietta, modern music, and more. Cheech and Chong, the Eric My Eyes. You know, Comedy Central's showing Cheech and Chong next movie.
Next movie? I don't think I ever saw that one.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think there's one called that. Yeah.
Something like that. They're showing that. I don't know. Sometime next week. I saw it. I was like, oh, I've never seen that one. I think I'll watch it. Cheech and Chong. Featuring, what's his name?
Alice Bowie, I think.
Alice Bowie. Doing the whatever. Tom Lehrer before that with We Will All Go Together When We Go. The Youpers before that with Buck and Johnny. And Wild Man Fisher before that with My Name is Larry. That was weird.
Yeah, I told you that was weird.
Another one of those, oh, I've never heard this, let's play.
Well, that one at least I've heard, so I was prepared for it, but...
Oh, I should have gone and grabbed Cucaracha Taco. We could play that again. Kenny Young and the Eggplants with Eddie's Apartment, and that was all that.
That was it?
Yeah, that was really short, because before that was that...
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
Hockey guy. Hockey Sunday.
Oh. I'll have to email him and
and
grab it.
I got it. That's what I want to play. Yeah. You have to email him and tell him that I keep brutalizing his name.
Yeah.
Friggin' here. For I don't know how long. We're supposed to be friggin' out of here in a minute and a half. We're gonna play Slime Creatures from Outer Space. By None of the Above.
None of the Above, my friend Tony.
A very good cover. If you didn't know it was a cover, you wouldn't know. It's a very good cover. It's, again, off the prosthetic lips thing. Why don't you tell me where you can get that again?
Oh, sure. Gotta dig out the paper. give them a second to get their pens ready.
All right. Yeah, everybody go find a pen.
The homepage for prosthetic lips is at pages.prodigy.com/esuark/pl.htm. And it's HTM, not HTML for some reason.
Okay. Are there any capital letters in that?
There are no capital letters in that.
Okay, then.
And there are no tildes in that.
Good.
I hate explaining to people why there's tildes in my homepage.
Right.
It's impossible.
Okay. Well, we're going to play that song. Dee's going to be in playing. I don't know what she's playing tonight. She didn't tell me. But she's going to be in after me. She might be here a little late, so we're going to play Slime Creatures. Then we're going to put on some Frank Zappa for you to listen to as a little intermission piece.
Until Dee shows up.
And then Dee will show up and take over and keep you awake the rest of the night. How's that sound? Sounds good to you? Sounds good to me, too. All right. Well, here you go with None of the Above. Yeah.